Shanele, good morning to you. I mean, when you hear that the number of people being murdered in our country has gone up so dramatically, what's your reaction to that? A large number of people are losing their lives.
Well, Stephen, I mean, it's really, really concerning. I mean, if you look at the murder rate in from October to December, 6,859 people were murdered in this country in 3 months. That is just outrageous. I mean, it's just these are all people with families, with, you know, they were real people. And I think that, you know, what's clear is that, you know, South Africa still remains unsafe for those who live in it. And we really need to the police and the president in particular really need to tell the public what they are going to be doing to make this country safe for those who live in it.
One of the things that we have is a very, very high rate of gender-based violence. We have a very high rate of men attacking women. Now, there's been big social movements on this. There's been meetings. There's been social justice campaigns. There's been public campaigns. Is any of this having any impact at all?
Well, I think that, you know, those campaigns are really there to try to apply pressure on the state to do something about this, because it, you know, there's a lot that needs to be done. So in this period of three months, there was a 4.2% increase in the women murdered. Now, this is an increase in a country that has one of the highest rates of gender-based violence. So, I mean, I think that, you know, what we need to see from the state is real action against dealing with this. And it's not just the state, Stephen. I mean, you know, there's clearly an issue in the way in which people in this country deal with conflict resolution. So if you look at the causes that have been given for the high crime, I mean, you know, retaliation, revenge, you know, vigilantism. And I think that, you know, there's something fundamentally wrong with the way in which society confronts issues of conflict, whether it's in the home, whether it's on the street. And I think that that's something that also needs to be looked into. But I do think that there is a failure on the part of the state to actually create deterrence for those that are guilty of these crimes. So, you know, one of the things we've seen is that the prosecution rates are very low. And, you know, one of the causes that we've identified as Amnesty is the fact that the police are not trained adequately to gather the correct forensic evidence at the point of a crime. And so by the time the docket gets to court, there's not enough evidence there for the public prosecutor to be able to prosecute. And so people feel like they can get away with these crimes because there is not a high visibility of prosecution rates and deterrence. So I think there's a number of combination factors that need to be combined or solutions that need to be combined to make a difference to the actual situation that women are confronting in this country.
Shanele Mohammed, thank you. Executive Director at Amnesty International South Africa. You're with SAFM leading the conversation. Good morning, just after 7 o'clock.